Good morning. We're continuing Chayot Klal, Hilchos Shabbos Klal Aleph, and we're going to learn Siman Dalet. So we mentioned that the Chayot is now going to move to some examples of different ways that we can show covered Shabbos. We mentioned some of the ways are preparing the house, cleaning, etc. He's going to discuss various different foods that one should prepare for Shabbos, and that would be an element of covered Shabbos. And the first one, of course, is bread. Now, the Chayyim addresses the situation: is it better to bake your own bread as opposed to purchasing bread from the store? So now, if the bread from the store tastes much better than your own bread, you happen to be not such a good baker, so then the answer is the element of oinig, enjoy the food better, overrides, even though you'll get this mitzvah covered by baking your own bread, which you will get less of the mitzvah covered by buying. Even purchasing is some element of covered Shabbos, but getting involved personally in baking the whole process shows much more this idea of your involvement, and therefore you're covered for Shabbos. But the results are not such great results, nothing personal, right? So in that situation, it would be preferred for a person to actually purchase bread. But assuming that all things being equal, that your bread is equal or of better quality than the bread you can buy from the store, so one should bake their own bread. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Mem Beis, the Bir Halacha, finds it quite disturbing that people stopped this minhag of baking their own bread. The Chayyim starts and he says that the minhag is that people were careful to do this, to bake their own bread as opposed to purchasing bread. Now the Chayyim is going to give us two reasons why one should do so. We already mentioned a third reason is that there's an element of covered Shabbos by the fact that you're involved in baking the bread. And that's true, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that point. The Chayyim does not really actually mention that point directly. Sort of just from context, it seems to be that's what he means as well. But he mentions two other reasons. One is a partially esoteric concept, and one leads us into a broader discussion of certain halachas. So let's deal with the esoteric concept first. We find that there are certain mitzvahs which tend to be mitzvahs that a woman does. The most obvious and common example is halakas neiris. The woman lights the neiris for the covered Shabbos, the covered Yom Tov. Why does that belong to the woman? The key is that the house should be well lit for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. You have to picture once upon a time that they didn't have the artificial illumination that we have, electricity. So your illumination was your neiris. So Chazal said the house has to be lit. It's a very dismal type of experience to eat in the dark. So it's not covered Shabbos. You have to make sure that it's not oinek Shabbos, covered Shabbos. You have to light the neiris. Who has that responsibility? Arguably the owner of the home, which would be the husband, has that responsibility. But Chazal said, no, we're going to put the responsibility on the woman, because since the woman in general is the one who takes care of the various different events which are going on in the home, we put the chiyuv primarily on the wife. If the wife is not available, the husband has the chiyuv. For example, let's say the daughter says, I want to do it. It's actually the husband has first rights, because primarily it's actually his chiyuv, and since he wants to do the mitzvah, halakas neiros, he has first rights. It's his home, it's his responsibility. He does not have to pass it off to his daughters if he does not wish to do that. His wife is in the hospital, his wife is not home. Lo aleinu, person who their wife passed away, the mitzvah belongs to the husband. But that being said, we give it to the woman. So another example of that is the Frosh HaSchala. That woman makes the dough. She's generally the person who's working in the kitchen and baking. So she would have a mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. The husband says, it's my dough. It's my house. It's my dough. I want to be mafresh challah. She says, no, it's her right to do that. If the man is baking his own bread, obviously he's going to be mafresh challah. If a person bakes the correct amount. So the Chayyim says there's an inyan. There is a esoteric concept of doing the mitzvah of separating challah on Erev Shabbos. Why so? How so? So the Chayyim clarifies that idea, tying it back into the story of creation, which we will clarify in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.